Larry Kudlow, one of the best economists in the country, and there was a jobs number. The interest rates are going up and down. Tell all Americans what's going on.
We had a very strong jobs report, and I like the fact that working folks are working, and there's no two ways about it. And you have a 6.3% unemployment rate, which is historically very low, with revisions. Non-farm payrolls are up 526,000. That's a big number. The household employment was up 736,000. That's your small businesses. Participation rate was up. Employment population ratio and wages are up. If you count it properly, earnings, average hourly earnings times hours worked, wages are actually rising about 12% over the last 12 months. That's a big number. And even though inflation is cutting into that, there's still real wages are still positive. So it's a strong number. And you kind of have to scratch your head and ask yourself, with these good jobs numbers and low unemployment, which is devoutly to be wished for under normal circumstances, why would Joe Biden put out a budget that raises taxes 36 times, 11 times raising taxes on fossil fuels, and going after the confiscation of wealth through taxing unrealized capital gains? I mean, he's attacking the businesses that hire the workers, and he's attacking the investors who come up with the new technologies and innovations that make America great. And he's also attacking the fossil fuel companies that would get us out of this oil mess. So I don't understand the budget. And all I'll say is, I love prosperity, but why do you want to undermine the prosperity by jacking up taxes on everything that moves?
I try to be as nice as I can to President Biden, but he has no clue. North America should be energy independent. He's releasing 180 million barrels of oil, which all that means is we don't have any strategic backup for our country if we had a problem.
First of all, he's depleting a third of the strategic reserves for political price fixing. That's all it is. And it's not going to work. I mean, his 6 months, 180 million barrels a day, world demand in 6 months will be about 18 billion barrels per day. Okay. It's 186 million versus 18 billion. So it's a drop in the bucket. And, you know, the strategic reserve is there in case you have a national emergency, such as hurricanes blowing up, let's say, Texas oil fields in the Permian. Rick, former Energy Secretary Rick Perry, was on our show, and he was saying, you know, this thing starts in a couple of months. Not quickly, by the way. There's a lot of paperwork. But meanwhile, it's going to hit right during the hurricane season in Texas when you might need strategic reserves because all the wells are being shut down. Or consider this. We're negotiating, for some crazy reason, we're negotiating a new treaty, nuclear treaty with Iran. What if Iran lobs bombs at Saudi Arabian oil fields and oil is cut off? That's what the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is supposed to do, not some cheap political trick to somehow get gasoline prices down for 25 minutes. So this is very, very bad policy. And John is right. I mean, we should be North American energy independent. We have the resources to do it. And there's this bait and switch game going on. I mean, you saw Biden yesterday at his presser. So once again, he blasts the oil companies. Well, they have all these leases. The trouble is you can have a lease. You don't know if the lease is going to produce any oil and gas, but you can have a lease, but you need a permit. And the whole problem here is that between FERC, Interior, and Energy and EPA, they're not giving permits out. So the leases are worthless. And with an administration that's regulating and taxing fossil fuels to death, these companies do not want to make long-term investments. And that's what we need, is long-term investments. And we could supply the whole bloody world with liquefied natural gas and, you know, stop the dirty coal in China and India, for example, if we had a sensible policy, but we don't. It's just cheap political price fixing, and it's completely wrong and utterly baffling, utterly baffling.
And we got a ton of oil. We got 100 years with the oil, and that's not counting the Arctic Ocean. So yes. North America could be free. I mean, free, you know, it could be energy free and not dependent on anybody. But President Biden does not want us to be energy free. So somebody should ask the question why. And then Jay Sankey says that, or John Kerry said it, that the fact is, we're going to have a problem. Well, the ocean rises by a half an inch in 100 years from now. We may not get to 100 years from now if we keep going the way we're going.
You know, that's the other thing. What is not proven, and I'm including these UN reports on the climate, there is no immediate existential climate risk, none. And, you know, good analysts like Bjorn Lomborg and Steve Koonin, the worst case scenario coming out of the latest UN climate report, this is the worst case, no innovation, no technological advances, and so forth, is that you'd have in the next 100 years, 4% lower GDP, 4% lower. That's over 100 years. So instead of being super, 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 super rich, we'll be slightly less rich. That's the worst case. There is no immediate climate threat. And this is an ideologically driven climate threat, and it's doing great damage to us. And I hate to see him deplete the strategic reserves because, as I say, this is a matter of economic and national security that he's playing with, and it's very irresponsible just to make some cheap political points on a guest.
And that's all it's about. That's all it's about.
That's all it is. That's all it is. It's a big nothing burger.
Larry,
so stop raising taxes. Stop attacking fossil fuels. Enjoy the prosperity, which Donald Trump handed to Joe Biden, except Biden had to double the stimulus. So we do have an 8% inflation rate that's going higher. I'm sorry. It's wrong policies. But keep the faith, everybody. The cavalry is coming.
Larry Kudlow, thank you for everything you've done for our country and continue to do for our country and speaking out. God bless you. God bless America. Thank you so much.
Thank you.